Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
It's summer and summer cocktails are all the rage now. We are living in the great age of cocktails.
We are indeed.
I have to say, I have my favorite bar and they are masters at this incredible art. And I have to say, so is Food and Wine from July of 2013. They have some really interesting things and you have some interesting things from?
I have picked up a couple from Bon Appetit, from the Spring Edition, and from the New York Times.
Yay. Well, you go first.
Okay. Both of the cocktails that I've chosen to share today have wine in them, which I think is kind of neat.
You're very clever.
And one is a very classic. This is a sangria made with rosé. This will make about 8 servings. Keep the quantities in mind. One 750 milliliter bottle of chilled dry Spanish rosé, a half a cup of orange liqueur, a cup of freshly squeezed orange juice, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, 1 orange unpeeled, cut into thin rounds, 4 apricots, pitted and cut into eighths, and a pint of raspberries.
Nice.
And basically, you just throw it all together and add some ice.
That sounds delightful, actually.
Yeah, very nice.
I like this. It's called My Clementine, and it makes 8 cocktails. It better because it has 14 ounces of vodka, 12 ounces of fresh clementine juice, 6 ounces of fresh lime juice, 6 ounces of Aperol, which is a bitter orange Italian aperitif, 4 ounces of light agave nectar, some ice, and some club soda. I like this because it's tart, it's crisp, it's refreshing, and, you know, it's delightfully citrusy. So I'm a big fan of acid.
And I like Aperol, and I love lime juice.
There you have it.
It sounds wonderful.
Okay, what's your second one?
Okay, my second one is the New York Sour. It's a wine-spiked whiskey sour, Mr. Wine.
I am a fan of the whiskey sour.
Who also likes whiskey sours.
Yes.
This is just one, makes one drink. So combine 2 ounces of rye or bourbon whiskey, although I assume you could do your favorite Canadian whiskey.
Yes,
one
Crown
ounce
Royal.
Of fresh lemon juice and an ounce of simple syrup in a cocktail shaker, fill with ice. Cover and shake until outside of shaker is frosty. Strain into a rocks glass filled with fresh ice. Gently pour a half ounce of fruity red wine. They recommend a Shiraz or a Malbec over the back of a spoon held just above the drink's surface so the wine floats on top.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's pretty too.
Wow.
Like a little sunset.
That's very interesting. I will have to try that. I have a margarita recipe here, which unlike a lot of margaritas, which are way too sweet, this one is a little bit more savory. Mm. This makes 8 cocktails and it better. Half large seedless English cucumber, half medium jalapeno,
ooh,
half a quarter cup cilantro,
ooh,
18 ounces of tequila, 8 ounces fresh lime juice, 6 ounces light agave nectar to sweeten it up a little bit, some celery bitters. I don't even think I've seen celery bitters.
I have, actually.
Meow. Lime wedge and some kosher salt, although I would prefer it without the kosher salt. That would be
like
very interesting.
Fee Brothers, whose products are available here in Baltimore, has celery bitters.
Interesting. I think this would make a nice margarita and a nice change from the too sweet margarita. Although, I mean, a good margarita is a good margarita. Ken O'Hara. That's what I always say. Well, some nice summer cocktails from both the current issues of Food and Wine and Bon Appetit.
And the New York Times.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.